Ex-UK Prime Minister Liz Truss blasts Biden and Greta for pushing socialist agenda on Britain and Europe. By Kurt Zindelka on September 11, 2023. Former British Prime Minister Liz Truss has accused President Joe Biden and figures such as climate activist Greta Thunberg of pushing a socialist agenda upon the United Kingdom and Europe, and said therefore that it is a necessity for a Republican to take back control of the White House in 2024. The former Prime Minister, who holds the unenviable distinction of being the shortest-lived occupant of Downing Street at just 52 days in office, has warned that the same globalist forces that ousted her from her premiership will doom the Western world with their adherence to the anti-capitalist environmental movement and other socialist agendas. Promoting her upcoming book, 10 Years to Save the West, Liz Truss took particular aim at 80-year-old Democrat President Joe Biden, whom she described as a key part of the global left. "There is no doubt in my mind that what Biden is doing is damaging the United States economy by pursuing huge subsidies, huge spending, raising taxes, and now trying to impose this on the rest of the world through the OECD minimum tax agreement," Truss told The Mail on Sunday. "It's not good enough for Biden just to have a socialist economic policy in the US. He also wants to export that socialist economic policy to Europe and to the United Kingdom." Stressing the importance of having a Republican return to power in Washington, the former PM maligned the state of global affairs in which high-level conversations are currently being dominated by neoliberals such as Joe Biden, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and Emmanuel Macron in France. "This is of particular importance to Truss on issues such as supposedly man-made climate change, with globalist institutions attempting to place limits on economic growth in order to somehow save the planet. You've got the global left, which Biden is obviously a key part of, but also the global environmental movement, the Greta Thunbergs of this world, the anti-capitalist movement, and they have been very effective in pushing what is politically acceptable," she said. With polling projecting that the left-wing Labour Party is set to take control of the government in London next year, Truss expressed concerns about an alliance between Biden and Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer, warning that it would be very bad. "It would be doubling down on the policies that aren't working. We need to get a Republican back in the White House," she said. "I really fear for the future of the West. We have seen very slow growth for several decades and our culture is being questioned, even basic things like human biology." The former Prime Minister refrained from commenting on the Republican primary, which has seen former President Donald Trump take a commanding lead, but said, "I would like to see a Republican in the White House. I'm not going to comment on which Republican." Truss has, however, expressed similar grievances to those of Trump, with the ex-PM previously blaming her unceremonious removal from Downing Street on the British deep state and globalist foreign actors such as President Biden. "For the supposed political crime of trying to cut taxes in Britain, which rose to the highest level since World War II, elites within the ironically named Conservative Party quickly closed ranks, ousted her from office and installed WEF darling Rishi Sunak despite party member voters explicitly rejecting him at the ballot box just months prior." In February, Truss said that opposition to her small-c conservative agenda did not only come from within the UK, claiming that her government was swimming against the international tide, pointing to President Biden's public rejection of her economic policies. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter, follow @KurtZindelka or email to Zindelka@Breitbart.com.